International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 2. Day 4 and Day 5. Outline. Roman number 4. In practicing the one accord, we need to be in one spirit with one soul. Capital A. We should be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion, this is to be one in our soul. Capital B. To be in one accord is to be one in our whole being, this results in our being one in our outward speaking. Number 1. To have one mind and one mouth means that we have only one head, Christ. We should think with the mind of Christ and speak with the mouth of the head. Number 2. Whenever we are in one accord, we speak with one mouth. Number 3. With one accord and with one mouth mean that even though we are many and all are speaking, we all speak the same thing. Number 4. The only way to be with one accord and with one mouth is to allow Christ the room to be everything in our heart and in our mouth so that God may be glorified. Roman number 5. In order to be in one accord, we need to have one heart and one way. Capital A. The believers should have one heart, to love God, to seek God, to live God, and to be constituted with God so that we may be His expression, and one way, the triune God Himself as the inner law of life with its divine capacity. Capital B. Divisions result from having a heart for something other than Christ and taking away other than Christ. Roman number 6. If we would have one accord, there should be only one scale in the church life. Capital A. To condemn a certain thing in others while justifying the same thing in ourselves indicates that we have different weights and measures, that is, different scales, one scale for measuring others and a different scale for measuring ourselves. Capital B. The practice of having different scales is the source of discord, but if we have only one scale, we will keep the oneness and one accord in the church. Day 6. Roman number 7. Today we can be in one accord because we have one, all-inclusive vision, the vision of the age. Capital A. Many love God and serve Him, but everyone has his own vision. As a result, there is no way to have the one accord. Capital B. As long as we have different visions on a minor point, we cannot have the one accord. Capital C. The vision that the Lord has given His recovery is an all-inclusive vision, the ultimate consummation of all the visions in the Bible. Roman number 8. For the Lord's up-to-date move, all the churches need to be in one accord, we should all voice the same thing, trumpet the same thing, teach the same thing, and be the same in practice. This is the end of today's outline.